My name is Dragos Roxandu, and I'm a real estate broker with eXp Realty. And today I meet Grant Finley Shiras, co-founder and CEO of Parkbench. Hello, Grant. A few weeks ago, we signed an exclusive partnership in Quebec. And before talking about the partnership, I would like you to share the Parkbench story.
Well, thanks, Dragos, for inviting me and wanting to do this interview. It's kind of, I think it's the first time I've been interviewed by the clients and the realtors I work with. So this is kind of fun. Parkbench started, so the whole story of Parkbench was Amanda and I built something for ourselves. Like, that's the underlying reason why I think agents have really liked our solution is because it didn't start out as a business. We weren't some just tech people looking to create a tech company to help agents and make some money. We came up with a solution to our problem, which other agents have, and that is connecting with your community and building a database and building a sphere of influence and building a personal brand and prospecting and, you know, creating a pipeline for your future. So, back in 2012, I was in the fitness business. So I had a mobile fitness franchise, which if you're, you know, my analogy is imagine me being a real estate team leader. I got trainers all over Canada and I'm just trying to help them build their business. I'm no longer active. I'm just trying to help recruit more trainers to my company. I'm trying to train them to increase their productivity, and I'm trying to give them resources and give them value so that they don't leave and go to some other gym or some other fitness company. And then my wife, Amanda, she was a realtor. So she's like, you know, most people out there. She just got her license, was brand new to real estate. We had moved to a new neighborhood, so she didn't know anyone. And we were just trying to figure out, okay, now that we've moved to this new neighborhood in Toronto, how do we go get clients? How do we build our business? And obviously the first things come to our head, which is, hey, let's put some mailers in the condos. Hey, let's, buy some ads on Facebook and Google, and let's go buy some leads off realtor.ca.
Obviously, and yeah.
You know, like the typical stuff.
Yeah.
And as a whole, like the way we wanted to build our business, one of the things I ask agents all the time, I say, what's your strength? You know, our strength is not marketing and digital marketing and working some lead funnel to close a client. That's not our forte. Amanda and I are both people. We like people. We like helping people. We like talking to people. We like serving people. We're good in front of people. Just put us in front of people and we'll, our business will grow. Like that's really our philosophy was put us in front of people. Our business will grow. So all this advertising that we thought of that everyone else was doing that we looked at, well, everyone else is doing it. So like, should we do it? I just kept going back to like, that's not us. That's not who we are. It's not the kind of business we want to build. I want to build a business on relationships and referrals. So do you. So we got to come up with something else. And then, so the other traditional thing that keeps coming to our head is notepads, calendars, and pardon my French, but shit with my face on it. Right. You know, it's like, that's like old school again, but everyone kept doing it. And calendars, like in theory, are a good idea because it gives you a reason to go talk to someone, give them something of value so you can start a conversation, build a relationship, and then that will turn into business down the road.
Yep.
Problem is, it's 2012 at the time when all this was happening and no one needs calendars anymore. Everyone's got smartphones. So I said, okay, well, I want to come up with something that replicates what a calendar did. So I want to come up with something that's new and modern, that's 2012-ish timelines, where you know, what do homeowners in this community want? What do business owners in this community want? What can we buy? What can we create to give them? Because if we have an item of value to give people, it gives us a reason to go talk to them, makes them want to talk to us, and makes them go, wow, thank you for this thing that you gave me. Who are you? What do you do? How can I help you with your business? You know, like, this is what we were just trying to replicate. And, you know, I just worked backwards. So business owners, every agent can relate to this. What does a small business owner or other tradesman in your community want? They want to make more money. Plain and simple. That's it. They just want to promote their products or services, their events, their deals, or whatever they got going on. They want to promote it. And then what do homeowners want in your farm area? They all want to know what's going on around them. You know, especially now with COVID, which has been all the post-pandemic stuff. I mean, people are living more hyper-local. They want to know what's going on around them. They don't want to travel as much. They really want to know local news, local events, local deals, all this stuff. And so we wrote all this down on a piece of paper. Like, homeowners want to know what's going on around them. Business owners want to promote themselves. And we came up, we said, okay, so how do we do this? How can we give this to people? And the concept was a website. You know, a website for the neighborhood that was interactive would allow business owners to log in and promote themselves, kind of like a Yelp meets Groupon. Like, that was the original, like, concept was, let's, you know, businesses use Yelp and Groupon back in 2012. Let's create something like that, but just for our neighborhood, and we'll give it away for free and businesses will love it. And then what's local news, local events, local deals? I mean, that's a local newspaper. Except let's do it online because papers are dead. And so let's, on this website, put all that information on it. And so it was a very basic idea at the beginning. But what was interesting when we did our research, we thought, surely there's another website out there that does this. Surely there's another website for neighborhoods, not cities, but the neighborhood that has local news, local events, local deals, and helps businesses promote themselves and helps people stay up to date. There wasn't. There was not some neighborhood platform. This is 2012. And so we said, okay, well, let's go talk to our friends from university and tell them our idea. We're not building a tech company. Like, we are just building a website for ourselves. And so it took us a year to build the first version of the website. We launched it. It worked. Every single business owner we talked to was like, this is so cool. Something that's super local for this neighborhood. It's free. It helps me promote myself. This is awesome. Thank you. And what did they do? Who are you? What do you do for business? I want to refer you business. Now that you're helping me first with my business.
Yep.
In all my conversations, I didn't lead with the fact that Amanda was a realtor and I had a fitness franchise. It was, hey, I want to help you with your business. I want to help you make money. And then what did they all do in return? They all asked Amanda and I, hey, what do you do for a living? How can I help you?
Exactly.
And we got referrals from the businesses. And I tell realtors all the time, like, don't push your services on people. Give value first. Build a relationship first. It's human nature. People will reciprocate in kind. And if they don't, I probably don't want to do business with them anyways. And then the homeowners, I was able to just walk around the community and say, hey, have you checked out this new website for the neighborhood? It's where you can find all the happy hours and the daily specials and all these things. And sure enough, people then were like, this is so cool. Who are you? Like, why'd you build this? And then I was able to tell them what I did for a living and what Amanda did for a living. And what do? We found people who needed our service. And I tell agents all the time, real estate is dead simple. Just talk to people and you'll find people who need you. You'll find people who can refer you business, especially if the way you talk to them at first, your first impression is that of, hey, I'm a leader in the community. Hey, I'm doing something for the community. Hey, I'm doing something for you. My first impression, your first impression of me is, hey, I'm doing something for you and for the community. Then when you find out what I do for a living, you now want to use me and support me and promote me. And so we launched this website. It worked for us. It helped us get referrals. And again, I'll wrap the story up with, we thought the story was just going to be, let's launch more neighborhood websites for the neighborhoods that we want to do business in.
Of course.
We weren't thinking of a business. We weren't thinking about doing this for anyone. We were just thinking, wow, this worked in this neighborhood to help us get connected, build a database, get referrals, get clients. What other neighborhoods do we want to work in? And then we started to think through building out other websites for other neighborhoods. And then a realtor came to us, because another thing that we did at the very beginning is we didn't put our name and our face and our branding all over the place. We actually didn't really, it wasn't even on the side of the page. Like, it was very like subtle and secretive, like who was behind this new website. And yeah, we wanted it that way. We wanted people to be like, who built this? Because that will then lead them to us, and that will, that pulls prospects to you, versus what I see so many agents do is they just plaster their name and their brand and their logo and their colors everywhere. And I'm bullish on the idea that if you put your brand second, you'll actually pull way more people towards you to look at your brand and ask Exactly. about your brand and talk to you about your brand. So we didn't have our stuff on the site. And what happened was, because we didn't have our Amanda's real estate information on the website, a realtor came to us and said, hey, I use this website. My friends use this website. I'm always looking for places to promote my real estate brand online. Can I advertise on this website? And we're like, no, this is actually being done by a realtor. You're her competition. I'm sorry. No. Like, and to this day, that's like our whole business model is one realtor per neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And so this realtor asks us if they can advertise. We're like, no, no, you can't. She's like, well, can I have a website for another neighborhood? Like, who built this website for you? I also work over there, and it sounds like your wife doesn't work over there. So can I get one of these websites for that neighborhood? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't, you know, maybe, you know, we've never thought about building this for other people, but I guess if you're not competing against her, like, maybe we can make some money, like some side cash. Maybe we can recoup our investment by just selling a couple of these to realtors.
Nice.
And so we went around Toronto with a PDF to realtors in areas that we didn't care about. And we said, hey, this is what we're doing. This is the results we've got. And like ridiculous SEO and referrals and database growth and brand exposure. Like, people would wave at us and be like, hey, Grant, hey. And we're like, I don't know who you are, but I imagine you've just been to the website and you kind of now know who we are because of this. Like, from not knowing anyone to within like 3 months, everyone knowing us and being friends with us. And when we walk around the neighborhood, it was a totally different experience. Once you do something for the community and get to know everyone, like your life, quality of life in a neighborhood just completely changed. We got so much free stuff. We got invited to so many cool parties and things. And so we went to realtors. We said, okay, well, these areas, this is what we did. These are the results we got. If you want it, you know, it took us a year and 30,000 people. You know, anyone who complains about the price of this website, I tell them, you have no idea. I'm like, the first version of this website took 1 year and $30,000 to build.
Wow.
And now we can do it in 15 minutes for a tenth of that cost. And so when realtors saw that and they were like, well, will you only work with me? And I said, yeah, I guess, you know, it doesn't make sense for me to have 10 websites for the same neighborhood. And so right then and there, the whole Park Bench business model was born. One realtor per neighborhood, pay a flat yearly fee to get this website built and managed and maintained for you. And then Amanda and Grant will teach you how to use it to go build your business like they did. And we started selling it in Toronto. We sold out in 2 months, the entire city.
Wow.
And then I'm from Vancouver. And I said, we just made more than what we expected doing this. How many other realtors you'd think would want one of these? And Amanda's like, well, one per neighborhood. And so I'm like, well, why don't we go check out Vancouver? I need a trip home to see my family. Like, why don't we go to Vancouver and see if we can sell these to realtors in Vancouver? We sold out of Vancouver in 3 weeks.
Wow.
One realtor per neighborhood. And I looked at her and I said, this might be a bigger business than the business that we're in. Like, think about how many neighborhoods there are in the world and how many realtors there are who want to stand out, differentiate, do something for their community, build relationships, prospect more. Like, that's what our solution did for us. That's what it's doing for the realtors. And that was back in 2014 is when like Park Bench was born. And that's really the story, is we kind of fell into this by accident. And because realtors needed a way to connect with their community, they needed a way to stand out and differentiate, they needed something different to give value, and this was it. It's been an interesting journey, but we've been, 7 years later, over 1,000 clients, 4 countries, every state, every province. And I think we're learning the same struggles that Amanda and I faced with being new to an area, wanting to build a pipeline, wanting to build a business on relationships and referrals, wanting to connect with the community, wanting to help the small businesses, wanting to, not be so salesy, cheesy, pushy. It's the same problem. It's like a fundamental problem that most realtors have.
Yes.
And I think that's why we've been around for so long, is because we're really solving a problem that, whether it's 2012, 2020, or 2030, it's going to be the problem will still exist.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the Park Bench story.
Nice. Nice. I heard bits and pieces, but right now it's from A to Z. And I'm really glad I heard it. And one thing, the name, I find it really, really marketing, parkbench.com. It's in the same category as facebook.com or twitter.com. It's just amazing how you came up with this and how you bought
it. That was intentional. That was intentional. So one of my friends said, if you ever want to build, if you ever want a good brand name, strong consonants and 2 or 3 syllables. Mm-hmm. Facebook,
yes.
Twitter, mm-hmm. Google, Pinterest, So we kept trying to think of names. And then the other thing you do when you think of names, you then look at the domain to see if it's available.
Exactly.
This is actually a really cool story. And so you look at the domain and so many names were taken. Like, it's so hard to pick a name where you can find the domain, because you want the .com, even though, you really just want the .com. As soon as you really start thinking about this as being like a tech company, you're like, we need a .com. And I was driving home from work one day. We still weren't happy with any of the names. And at this point, we had started to wrap our head around the idea that this was not just a Toronto thing. This was going to be all over Canada, wow. United States, the world.
Yep.
So then just in my head, I'm just like, what represents neighborhood everywhere in the world? Yep. Like what would be in every neighborhood? What is something that's in every neighborhood in this whole world? And I just kept asking myself that question, because then whatever name we come up with will represent local neighborhood community. And, I just remember back to my days, this is going to be, I hope this doesn't offend anyone, but I just remember back in the days growing up in BC, okay, BC culture is you smoke a bunch of weed and, you're traveling around to all the different places in the Lower Mainland because it's so beautiful. So you want to go check out all these view spots, and chill out and look at something cool. And what do you do when you chill out? You're sitting on a park bench.
Exactly.
The real truth of how I came up with this was I was asking myself that question, and I would just think back to all the times I would, you know, be with my friends, smoking a joint somewhere different in Vancouver. And I'm like, where am I? What am I? Park? I'm in a park, but like, where am I? I'm on a bench. I'm on a park bench. Park bench. And then I saw park bench, two syllables, strong consonants.
Yes.
And then what happened was, luckily, so we went to go look at the domain name. Mm-hmm. And it was this guy from Regina and the prairies had owned parkbench.ca and parkbench.com because it used to be the name of like an outdoor supply shop in the prairies, but he wasn't using it.
Wow. Wow.
And so we called him, we tracked him down, we called him, and we said, hey, you know, I'm in my young, I'm 24 or something, 25 at the time. So I'm like, hey, I just got out of university and I'm working on this like school project. Like, can I buy this from you? I don't have a lot of money. Cause I did not, you know, I'm student debt and everything. And, you know, I'm like, can I buy this from you for like, I don't know, like $500? And the guy was like in his 60s. He had no idea he even owned the domain name. And he almost said yes to $500, which would have been the biggest steal in the history.
Oh,
of
yeah.
The and then his friend who was going to help him do the tech transfer, because he had no idea he even owned the domain, how to even get log in to GoDaddy and do the transfer. And his tech friend was like, you shouldn't sell this for $500. You should sell this for like $10,000. So then he comes back and tries to say like $10,000. We're like, I haven't even spent $10,000 on the website at this point. You want me to pay $10,000 for a name? A domain? And Amanda had already been doodling logos and like she was just super into it. And so we negotiated him down to $8,500 for both .com and .ca, which at the time was like, I can't believe we spent that much money. But now looking back and understanding the value of names and digital real estate, I'm very happy at the price we got it for.
Yeah, and you should.
Yeah, so it's been a great name. And I think when people hear the word park bench, first they think we sell park benches, especially realtors. They think we do advertising on park benches.
Yes, yes.
So that's a common little joke that we have with people when we first talk to them. Like, no, we don't sell park benches. But we are the new park bench, which you think about it.
Virtual.
Realtors used to advertise on park benches.
Exactly.
You think about park benches, people... that when they want to donate to a neighborhood, what do? They buy a park bench and they put their name on it.
Yeah.
So it's a sign of contribution. Businesses advertise on park benches.
Yep.
It's a place that people go to just like chill and chat and catch up and
couples are forming on park benches.
I mean, there's so many real layers to the name that really relate to what the website is. The website is a place for realtors to promote themselves, for businesses, for people to connect, to chat, to learn what's going on. So, yeah, I think we nailed it.
Yeah.